It's 7 o'clock and it's Thursday night, and we're back here for the next 2.5 hours for the Ryman Roundup show. And big welcome to, of course, my co-host, Mr. Man over here, Mr. Keith McMahon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Dave. No scratches, got out of here, told you. Mrs. Birthday, here I am.
I forgot about that.
And Ray's just walked out the door with a big thumbprint on his head, but no, we're all right, we're all good.
Oh dear me! But it's been a good week, I suppose, for some teams out there. It's been a bad week for other teams out there. We'll go through all the scores in a minute. But around about 7:10, we'll have Nick Bowler from Radio Norfolk with us. At about 8:30 tonight, we'll have Martin Giles from Hive Town, and then just after 9 o'clock, we'll have Roger Madams from Tonbridge Angels, and of course also Football Fights back. He'll be with us at about 9 o'clock today. And of course, between Nick's phone call and the phone call, of course, from Martin, we open up the lines here for your fans forum. So of course, if you've been watching the likes of Diego Maradona play or anybody else played in the past week, and why not give us a call? It's 01279 899150. That's 01279 899150. But we'll start as we normally do. We'll go through the scores then from Saturday, and of course also from midweek. We'll start off with the Premier League, the Premier Division from Saturday, and it starts off then. It's Bognor Regis Town 4, Mersham 3, Dulwich Hamlet 3, Canby Island 0, East Thurrock 1, Billericay Town 1, Enfield Town 0, Tonbridge Angels 1, Grays Athletic 1, Hendon 1, Harrowborough 1, Hampton and Richmond Borough 1, Leatherhead 3, Lewis 0, Leiston 2, Kingstonian 1, Metropolitan Police 0, Staines 0, Needham Market 1, Burgess Hill Town 2, and Wingate and Finchley 2, Brentwood Town 1. In the North Division, it was AFC Hornchurch 2, Craig Wanderers 1, AFC Sudbury 5, Romford 2, Bury Town 5, Averley 1, Great Wakering Rovers 2, Somertown Rangers 0, Haringey Borough 0, Deering Town 0, Harlow Town 2, Chessant 0, Heybridge Swiss 1, Thamesmead Town 2, Phoenix Sports 1, Morden Triptree 2, Redbridge 2, Witham Town 1, Thurrock 3, Barkingside 1, Tilbury 1, Wroxham 0, Waltham Abbey 1, Brightonsea Regent 2. In the South Division, it finished Car Shelton Athletic 0, Dorking Wanderers 4, Corinthian Casuals 2, Worthing 0, East Grinstead Town 1, Tooting Mitcham United 2, Faversham Town 1, Whiteleaf 0, Folkestone of Victor 3, Moseley 1, Hastings United 6, Chipstead 0, Herne Bay 3, Sittingbourne 1, Peacehaven and Telscombe 0, Chatham Town 4, South Park 1, Hive Town 0, Three Bridges 1, Guernsey 2, Walton Hersham 4, Winstable Town 1, and Walton Casuals 1, Ramsgate 2. We then move forward then to Monday night, and in the Prem Division, it was Hendon 1, Enfield Town 0, Kingstonian 0, Leatherhead 3. In the North Division, it was Averley 1, Heybridge Swifts 0, Barkingside 0. First win for Phoenix Sports in the Ryman League 1, Thamesmead 1, Thurrock 0. excuse me. Move forward then to Tuesday night. In the Premier Division, it's Billericay Town 1, Needham Market 1, Brentwood Town 1, East Thurrock 3, Canby Island 1, Leiston 1, Hampton and Richmond Borough 1, Wingate and Finchley 2, Mersham 0, Dulwich Hamlet 2, Staines Town 0, Bognor Regis Town 1, Tonbridge Angels 2, Grays Athletic 3. In the Ryman North, it was Brightonsea Regent 2, Bury Town 2, Chessant 1, Haringey Borough 0, Cray Wanderers 3, Tilbury 2, Deerham Town 0, AFC Sudbury 1, Morden Triptree 3, Redbridge 3, Somertown Rangers 2, Waltham Abbey 1, Witham Town 2, Great Wakering Rovers 2, Wroxham 1, Harlow 1. In the South Division, it was Chatham Town 1, South Park 2, Chipstead 1, Three Bridges 1, Dorking Wanderers 2, Peacehaven and Telscombe 2, Hive Town 0, Herne Bay 2, Moseley 4, Walton and Casuals 1, Ramsgate 1, Faversham Town 0, Sittingbourne 1, Hastings 3, Tooting and Mitcham United 0, Corinthian Casuals 3. Two wins for Corinthian Casuals and no Diego Maradona.
No, there you go.
Winstable Town 0, Folkestone of Victor 1, and Whiteleaf 0, East Grinstead Town 1. And then from last night, in the Premier Division, it was Burgess Hill Town 2, VCD Athletic 0, Lewis 1, Metropolitan Police 2. In the Ryman North, probably one of the surprises of the season so far, Romford 2, AFC Hornchurch 0. In the South Division, it was Guernsey 2, Carshalton Athletic 1, and Worthing 2, Walton and Hersham 0. I suppose we should just have a quick look. It means nothing, I suppose, at this early stage, but quick look at table-wise. People with maximum points then in the Premier, it's Leatherhead, we have got 6, Dulwich Hamlet 6, Burgess Hill Town 6, Bognor Regis Town 6, Wingate and Finchley 6, those to get off the mark are Farnborough, of course they haven't played yet, Enfield Town, VCD, Mersham, Brentwood Town, Kingstonian and Lewis. In the Ryman North, 100% record still for AFC Sudbury, 6, Thamesmead Town 6, and then at the bottom we've got Barkingside, Heybridge Swifts and Waltham Abbey all yet to get off the mark. In the South Division, all with 100% records, we've got South Park, Ramsgate, Guernsey, Folkestone Invicta, Herne Bay, Corinthian Casuals and Hastings United. And them still to get off the mark is Whiteleaf, Hive Town, Sittingbourne, Walton Casuals, Winstable Town and Carshalton Athletic. I suppose one of the weird things, I suppose, Keith, looking at some of these ones that haven't yet got off the mark is some of the ones we were talking about sort of in a preview shows that might, you know, might have a good season, and the likes of Kingstonian in the Prem, you know, played 2, lost 2.
Yeah, I went over to Kingstonian on Monday night, and to be fair, watched an exceptionally good Leatherhead side. They won 3-0, and it could have been 5 or 6. They had a couple of blatant penalties that they didn't get. And they got torn to pieces. They were missing a few. Obviously, the goalkeeper suspended. Ricky Stapleton still suspended, I think, and Gomez as well wasn't about. But they had a bad sent off the young left back as well. But it's so early days, you know. People need to, you know, get their match fitness. There are a few suspensions and maybe little injuries knocking about. But they've had two tough games really, away to Leiston and then at home to Leatherhead. But I think for me, they're going to be the surprise. I don't think the surprise package, but they're going to be right up there, Leatherhead, for what I see on that day. They had everything.
And I suppose when you look at the bottom of the actual Ryman North, I suppose the surprise one down there, another one we were talking about in Heybridge Swifts.
Yeah, again, they've had two tough games. You know, they played Mile Club Thamesmead on Saturday, and to be fair, the reports I've heard from different people is that they played quite well for 70 minutes, and obviously, you know, Thamesmead got into it the last 20 and done very well, and then obviously in the week they had a toughie as well. So we keep saying that league's strong, and I don't think it's much of a surprise. They get a couple of wins and they're right back amongst again. So,
and of course South Division, two teams that struggled last year, Hastings top, Corinthian Casuals second.
Well, and South Park as well. Mm. And obviously losing Chris, and again he's been on the bench for the last two games for Burgess Hill. Hastings have signed a couple of very good players up front, and more than a couple of good players, they will be up there without a doubt. I think they're having a little go this year. And as we spoke to Corinthian Casuals last week, they seem to be very settled and doing well. So,
And I suppose the surprise at the bottom would be Whiteleaf.
Yeah, I think they had the result maybe Saturday, I think was it in the week or Saturday they lost 1-0, didn't they? And that might be a little bit of a shock. But we did say as well, you know, to play, I think they might play Faversham, wasn't it? They lost 1-0, but to play what they'd done last year, they may have overachieved. But again, it's still early days. And you look at Peacehaven and Telscombe, they're around there as well. Sittingbourne had an exceptionally great pre-season. They won every game. And again, they're not off the mark. Faversham, it's early days. Mm. But like I said, I tell you, there's one team that may have surprised a few people in the South that's done really well is Dorking. Mm. They had a very big win and a draw. And so Molesley as well. They've started quite well. So,
well, they beat a team that was two divisions higher than them last year.
Yeah, that's so. Right. They've always good starts. So Herne Bay, you know, obviously Folkestone are going to be there and thereabouts anyway, and obviously your mates over at Guernsey, they could just do without missing in the playoffs. I don't fancy going over there.
But I mean, three goals each then so far for Damien's, is it Scannell from Dulwich?
Yeah, I spoke to you about him in pre-season. That's going to be one of the differences in that league. Dulwich look a good side anyway, but when you've got someone of his calibre, and they've got Wilcott up front as well, they're going to be an handful. Mm. They're going to be an handful.
Then you've got Jason Pryor from Bognor Regis and Vlasios Karaginis.
Yeah, I spoke to Jason in the summer, you won't mind me saying, and obviously he got released from Margate, and I know he is travelling, and he lives down there, and I don't know if you've seen his goals for the weekend. Him and Tommy Hutchins both got a hat-trick. Tommy didn't, I think. Sorry, he should have got an hat-trick. He missed something in the end. And it's a great start back to his home club that, you know, he's known so well. Mm. And I think that was the difference of Bognor being up in the, towards the playoffs last year. They missed him and they've got him back. And I think that they will be there and thereabouts. Mm.
And, of course, top goal scorers in the North Wales, it's sort of like the usual suspects. Have got quite a few of them anyway with two goals. He's Andre McCollum, Femi Akiwondi.
Femi I know well, OK. And I may be listening, but a club could be kicking himself here. Femi was at Dartford last year in the academy, and I spoke to him in the summer as well, and he needed game time, and he's gone up to Colchester, and if I'm right, he's on loan to Maldon and Tiptree with a few others, and great lad, he lives local to me as well in Dartford, and he'll be a handful this year. Hmm. He'll be a handful.
Of course, usual suspects, Alex Reid, Oliver Hughes, John Watson, Richard Butler.
Butts, go on, Sam.
Luke Callender, Liam Nash, David Theobald and Jake Turner, all up there with...
I think with Luke's going to be there and thereabouts if he plays all season at Sudbury. You know, he's... we spoke to him last year and he's done very, very well. So, you know, decent goal scorers. And I think if you go into the Prem, as we spoke on Saturday, Christy Frint's got his first goal for Leiston as well.
The South, Emmanuel... Oh, here we go. Akiai from Corinthian Casuals. Yeah, and Jack Harris with three for Hastings. So they're the top two at the minute in the South.
Well, Jack was obviously the goal scorer at, for Faversham last year. He was on loan for Maidstone, wasn't he? And done very well for Faversham. And he's gone there and teamed up really well, obviously. And it looks like he's got, him and Zach Atwood going to score a lot of goals for Hastings.
Yeah, just have a look. Yeah, Christy Finch, 50 minutes for Leiston, the winner against Kingstonian.
It's meant to be a very good goal as well, by all accounts.
And I know we've spoken to the people at Wroxham, and I must give them a massive thank you for their hospitality on Tuesday. But they were talking about, you know, the big loss with him and Remy Gould and the gone and the centre half that they had there as well, that have all sort of, you know, gone their separate ways. And, you know, they're going to struggle. We've got three top players, you know, that have all gone.
Every team loses players, and it's difficult to replace them. But obviously, you know, I'm not going to get a violin out for them because they're no different to any other club that it happens to. So they just got, you know, they've got to pick themselves up and compete. And, you know, they've had some players or took some players in their time. So just, you know, they need to show their quality now as a manager and as a club and go and find the next Christy Finch or whatever they got.
So, I mean, what sort of teams do you think started off well then that were sort of either relegated or promoted in their division, other than someone like Dorking? I mean, anybody else is sort of...
Well, obviously Burgess Hill started well, haven't they? We played them in the week. I think if you look, Needham, I watched them play Burgess, and obviously they've got their first point. If you look maybe... In the relegated side, Bury obviously started very well with a decent win over Averley at the weekend. I didn't see that scoreline coming, if I'm honest.
No. It's one of those ones, as we said before, that you know, no one was actually talking about. We'd be within two secs, Nick. It was one of those ones that Bury Town were one of those ones that sort of overlooked almost, weren't they, with all the other ones that were there. So very interesting.